Good Tuesday. Today is October the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the government shutdown has been going on for several days now. We're going to talk about the impact it is having on agriculture and what it could mean moving forward if it does not break in the near future. Stay tuned. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the U.S. Treasury Secretary says that substantial support could be coming for farmers this week. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on Thursday that the federal government would make some announcement to provide, quote, substantial support for farmers. Now, in an interview on CNBC, Bessent said it is unfortunate that the Chinese leadership has decided to use soybean farmers as a hostage or a pawn in the trade dispute. Bessent said he spoke with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on Wednesday about some type of support for farmers. You should expect some news on Tuesday, he said, that's October the 7th, on substantial support for our farmers, especially soybean farmers. They have had President Trump's back, and we have their back, he said. Now, it's unclear what authority the Treasury Department would have to provide aid to farmers, or if Bessent was speaking about the USDA and its funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation. Donald Trump, back on Wednesday, had posted on social media that, quote, soybeans will be a major topic of discussion next month when he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Trump also suggested taking tariff dollars to provide support to farmers. Now, Trump's post had an immediate positive impact on soybean prices, pushing up future prices 20 cents on Wednesday and more than 5 cents a bushel on Thursday. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins was on Fox Business News early on Thursday, pressing the White House narrative and Republican narrative that Democrats are to blame for the shutdown. Rollins said this will affect farmers and people who rely on nutrition programs. It's abandoning our farmers, and it's sort of the one thing after another with these Democrats, and here we go again, Rollins said. She added, negotiations are fine. Our vice president said that yesterday, willing to always negotiate, but to hold our farmers hostage or mothers and children hostage under the WIC program, all these government programs are coming to a screeching halt. Now, Senate Majority Leader John Thune raised concerns about the Farm Service Agency offices being closed during the shutdown. FSA employees are important to the farmers that we all represent, and that's an unnecessary consequence of Schumer's shutdown, he told Politico. Republicans have laid a lot of the blame on the shutdown for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who drew criticisms from the Democrats last spring because he supported a funding bill that kept the government open. Now, Senate Majority Thune said that he hoped that they could find a way to get the FSA offices open. He certainly encourages that, he said, but you know, the quickest way to end the conversation about that is to reopen the government. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about some of the latest developments with New World screwworm and the impact it's having on the U.S. cattle herd. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
There is growing awareness of the threat New World screwworm can pose to our nation's livestock, particularly beef cattle, as this invasive pest, once decades removed away from our country, travels closer to the U.S.-Mexican border.
This one's particularly problematic because the maggot will infest living tissues and consumes those on a living animal. It'll get into, say, the umbilicus of a newborn calf, onto a cut, onto, say, a dehorning wound, those types of things. Are some of the primary places that we might see this, and it will kind of continue to make those wounds worse and continue to eat tissue if it's left untreated.
Agriculture Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Lauren Stubb says only those who dealt with NWS at the height of our country several decades ago might know what to look out for or understand the potential impacts. Hence the importance of education and vigilance of what to watch regarding a possible new world screwworm case.
Especially for those who are living around the border, which would be more of a high-risk area. Any animal that's going to have more proximity to wildlife or to livestock, or an animal, of course, that is livestock, is going to be at higher risk.
It is not just livestock, though, at risk for a potential case of NWS.
For pets, those are probably a little bit easier to check, but make sure, especially in the long-haired ones or really furry ones, to be checking for any wounds.
The NWS maggot is shaped like a screw and screws down as it consumes tissue. But the Deputy Undersecretary says there is another way this pest can potentially be detected.
Screwworm also has reportedly a very particular smell. I've actually been around it and seen it in real life myself, and it does have a very sort of particularly noxious smell, so any kind of foul-smelling wounds, of course, you would want to check out for any number of reasons, but look at those for any signs of miasis.
If miasis, infestation by fly larva, is suspected,
I think the best case scenario is not to try to determine whether it is screwworm or if it is something else yourself, but to report that to either your state animal health official, or if you so wish, you can call USDA directly. But I think the state animal health official would be more than happy to take that call and to look into it for you.
Contact information for USDA area veterinarians is also available by going online to www.aphis.usda.gov. Scroll down the homepage to the New World Screwworm link. The following page contains a link on how to contact an accredited veterinarian in your area. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.